This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Yes, that life falls on the right page. Not that man.
McMonagle here with you on this Wednesday evening. I'm all over the place. I don't know what day it is. I think it's Wednesday at 9:09. McMonagle here with you. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. We got Connor Green on the other side. Following that Yankee game, they wanted me on as soon as possible. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Who needs runs? We got to get to C-Mac at 9 o'clock. As they were shut down 4-0, a lot more runs scored earlier in the day. We'll get to the baseball as we got to talk about a little Cookie Carrasco. We got time to do it, though. But we got to start with the waiting game, and I love it. I can't tell you how excited I am that the New York Giants are playing the Aaron Rodgers waiting game. It is perfect. It is perfectly designed. This might be the only actual suited thing the Giants are made for. They're not very good at football, but they are perfect for the waiting game of Aaron Rodgers. Let me explain. As obviously, we've been doing this for weeks now with Aaron Rodgers. And it seems like all reports we're going to do it for weeks more. Who knows how long it's going to take, but the longer it takes, the better for the New York Giants in two different ways. And I talked a little bit about this yesterday. But as the news came out today, early in the afternoon or late in the morning, whenever it was. Again, my schedule is all over the place. I'm not sure which way is up. I look outside the window. Oh, the sun's there. Okay. The Minnesota Vikings are out on Aaron Rodgers. And we believe that Aaron Rodgers has been waiting for that decision. Minnesota was the best place for him. Minnesota's where he wanted to go. Indoors, built team, offensive-minded head coach. One of the best, if not the best, wide receiver in the game, along with Addison, two studs in the wide receiver. Excellent run game with a big-time running back. Again, offensive coach indoors, won 14 games last year with Sam Darnold. Perfect spot. They're going to move on to J.J. McCarthy. Brilliant. Thank you, Minnesota. What a great decision. I'm so excited about it. as they're getting ready to, you know, and why not? It makes sense for Minnesota. They believe in this kid. He had a great preseason. You got Joe Burrow saying he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league already. He's coming off a knee injury, but they showed faith in him. They moved up to draft him, and now he's their guy. So left standing in the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes. And right, get that right. It's a sweepstakes. And boy, do I want the Giants to win. And it's between the Giants and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I will tell you this. The reports are, and everybody seems to be upset by it, not me. I love the waiting game. The more and more I think about it, the happier. I hope Aaron Rodgers takes forever. I really don't care, nor should the Giants. The longer this goes, people are focused on the wrong things. We're so focused on Aaron Rodgers milking this for everything it's worth, or it's another example of the selfish Aaron Rodgers. It's this, it's that. There's a million excuses on why Aaron Rodgers is doing what he's doing. I don't care about any of that. I don't care about his motives. I don't care what he's thinking about. I don't care what he's using to base his decision on. The longer he waits, the better it is for the New York Giants in two different areas, especially considering they're going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The New York Giants and the Steelers are in two completely different boats right now. They're living on two different sides of the NFL globe. It is, you could not be further apart. The Pittsburgh Steelers right now are in a position where they're expected to win. This head coach, believe it or not, is, as he's been, one of the better head coaches in the NFL for going on 20 damn years. There is some pressure for Mike Tomlin. The fan base is a little fatigued with just being good enough to make it into the NFL playoffs and fading out and having terrible playoff games and not being able to win one since Ben Roethlisberger. They're tired of it. They're tired of it. And this roster is in a better position. They just traded for DK Metcalf. They're expecting to do something with this passing game for the first time in what feels like forever. They've got a defense ready to go. They got one of the better defensive players in the world in Watt. And this is a team going up against in a division with Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow that have to do something with this offense. And that's why they've waited this long for Aaron Rodgers, because they need a competent quarterback. They need that guy. But as they wait and the options dwindle, can they wait as long as the New York Giants, who have the secret code of the third pick? And that's what I love about it, because the longer this goes on, everyone's trying to figure out, why in the world would Aaron Rodgers pick the New York Giants? Why would he waste his time at the New York Giants when he's got the Pittsburgh Steelers? Like, it's a no-brainer, right? He wants Minnesota, then next would be Pittsburgh, and then if nobody else pops their head into the game, maybe by the grace of God, if he doesn't feel like retiring and walking on the beach and smoking ayahuasca and going into dark retreats, or you know, running for vice president or challenging Fauci to debates on masks and vaccines, maybe he'll actually decide to play for the Giants if none of those things are appealing to him. And there's already some report I read that right now he's not getting a lot of feelers on doing any TV work. I don't know if that's true or not. But I'll tell you why he might pick the Giants, because they might be the only man standing. Because the Giants have the ability to wait this out, where Pittsburgh, if they believe Russell Wilson, who they saw, who they won games with, who the team's familiar with, who they did make the playoffs with, if they deem him a far superior candidate than Joe Flacco or Jameis Winston or whoever else they decide, they don't have time to miss on Rodgers and fall with nothing. They don't have the ability to not have a veteran quarterback try and lead this team back to the playoffs, where the Giants are sitting there number three with the opportunity to probably draft Shedeur Sanders, still in a position of pounce and possibly, although the reports are that they don't want to trade the pick to number one, but the Giants have the ability to still from number three to move up to one to get Cam Ward. They can draft any quarterback they damn well please. And their roster, their situation right now, despite the owner needing more, the owner being unhappy, the owner doesn't want to be this unhappy next year, and there's not a playoff mandate, but certainly an improvement mandate, whatever the hell that means. We know where this Giant team is. The roster isn't as good as Pittsburgh. The expectations aren't as high as Pittsburgh. They're in just as tough a division with the two NFC championship teams in their division, including the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. They have the toughest home schedule in all the land, and nobody expects them to win a damn thing. Aaron Rodgers, people will expect 5 or 6 wins. Joe Flacco, 4 or 5 wins. A rookie quarterback, 4 or 5 wins. What's the difference? We all know how this is going to play out. The Giants stink. They're going to lose. Dable and Shane are going to be fired, and the next regime is going to be stuck with the lousy quarterback they drafted. We've already locked, sealed, and delivered it. For the New York Giants, sitting there waiting this game out for Aaron Rodgers, they don't need to get the best secondary option. They don't need to make sure, well, listen, if we don't get Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson signed somewhere else and we're forced to play Joe Flacco, like, what is that going to do for us? What chances do we have? What chances? Like, the idea that there is some sort of, like, what you'll do is just draft the young quarterback and play him and go about that way, because we've been also deciding, how does Joe Shane and Brian Dable keep their jobs? Do they keep their jobs by trading for Matthew Stafford and bringing in a great quarterback and trying to win as many games as they can to appease this owner? Or do they win their jobs by keep their jobs by drafting a young quarterback and developing him and showing promise and all that talk that we've been going through forever? Which way is best for Joe Shane and Brian Dable to keep their jobs as coach and executive of the New York Giants? Well, to me, they're trying to do both. And right now, they're in a position where they can try and get the veteran quarterback they believe in Aaron Rodgers. They can wait all day long, all week long, all month long, all offseason long, until he decides to make a choice. Because ultimately, at number 3, they have the ability to draft the young quarterback and just start from day 1. There is much more pressure for Pittsburgh to get a legitimate quarterback in the room, while the Giants have the ability with the 3rd pick in their back pocket to wait. And I also like it because the longer they wait, I wonder if they're telling us how comfortable they are with the quarterbacks in the draft. If they're willing to wait and not run to go get Russell Wilson or whoever they deem to be the next best guy, If they're willing to wait for Rodgers and they're willing to risk losing Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston or whomever, doesn't that give us a glimpse into their thought process about the 3rd pick? Don't you feel that they're comfortable waiting for Aaron Rodgers because they're going to draft a quarterback that they believe in? I just think right now, this yesterday was as good a news, both stories that you got from Aaron Rodgers, both ideas. The idea that Minnesota's out, because I think that's clearly where he would love to go and jump at the opportunity to go play in Minnesota. Clearly, he's not willing to just jump at the offer to go play for Pittsburgh, because Pittsburgh has an offer on the table, according to all reports. Now, I don't know that to be a fact, but Pittsburgh's in the game. They got skin in the game. They want to do this. So if Aaron Rodgers is already waiting, if Aaron Rodgers hasn't made a decision, if he's just waiting for, I don't know, J.J. McCarthy to get re-injured, you know, I'm not rooting for him, I'm just saying, if something happened with McCarthy or the Minnesota Vikings to change their mind or another team to decide they need to get into the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, obviously he's not willing to run to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Nor is he willing to run to the New York Giants, of course. Have to admit that. But the idea that Minnesota is out and wants to go with J.J. McCarthy, and the idea that Rodgers is in no rush, plays to the benefit of the New York Giants. His favorite team is out, and all the other teams, whether they enter into the fray now or later, right now it's just the Giants and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is under different pressure to make sure they get a legitimate quarterback. The Giants can wait for their guy, fall back to the quarterback that they're clearly showing some confidence in with that 3rd pick, because they're in no rush to make sure they get Russell Wilson. They're in no rush to make sure they go bring in Joe Flacco or Jameis Winston or whomever else. They're willing to just sit and wait. And the longer this goes on, the more likely this ends up with Aaron Rodgers in New York. Pittsburgh can't wait forever. The Giants have nothing else going on. And they have the 3rd pick in their back pocket, which changes things. They're in a position to get whichever quarterback they want outside of Cam Ward. And they're in a better position than anybody else to trade up to number 1 to get Cam Ward. The Giants need to draft a quarterback. I think that's clear. Even if they get Aaron Rodgers, I don't know what they do without a quarterback. Aaron Rodgers for a year or two with this roster, it almost doesn't make sense. The Giants need to find their quarterback of the future in this draft. They need to take a swing, whether it's in the first round or the second round. So that's going to happen. They know that. And they can live with the growing pains of playing him. Even if it's in the second round. Say it's a Jackson Dart, or it's a Milrow, or if it's Howard, or if it's Shuck, or if it's whoever you want to say. If they take a shot with a quarterback in one of the first two rounds, they'll live with the growing pains because that's plan B to keep their jobs. Show development of the young quarterback. They're still in this building process. Got a lot of young players on the roster, still fixing the offensive line. Malik Nabers is just starting his career. They spent some money in free agency building up that defense. Like, there is plenty of time for the New York Giants to sell this owner on moving forward, adding some talent, developing the young quarterback. Pittsburgh can't sell any of that. Pittsburgh's in win now, compete with Joe Burrow, compete with Lamar Jackson, compete with the Ravens who are in it every single year. Go out and try and win a championship. That's all that's left for Pittsburgh. The New York Giants have multiple options, multiple ways to go, and the longer this drags on, the more it plays into the hands of the New York Giants. Let's get Aaron Rodgers here. It's perfect. It's the dream, in fact. 888-808-1019. So we'll start a little bit of football and some Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback situation for the New York Giants. Right now, the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks are losing 70-45 to the San Antonio Spurs with 10 minutes left in the third quarter. 70-45. We'll get to that. We will get to that. We will get to the Yankees. Plenty to get to with the Yankees because I'm sorry, all you haters. Cookie Carrasco's got me excited. Sorry to all you haters. That offense. I know they didn't score any runs in the second game. See the first game? See Jason Dominguez with his three hits? They're rooting him, playing him in left. Rooting him! See Bellinger's one of the best hitters in all of spring training? You see Ben Rice? It's getting me excited. See Marcus Stroman? I'm starting to get excited as we are now a day away from being a week away. It's a weird way to put it, but that's what I said. 888-808-1019. So we got plenty to get to, plenty of time to do it. Got you all the way till 2 a.m. McMonagle here with you, filling in for Keith at the nighttime, taking you till 2 a.m. right here on the fam. We'll come back with your calls next. All right. Let's go. Let's get it underway here. 9:29. McMonagle here with you on the fan. Got you for quite a bit. Almost pretty much 5 hours. All the way till 2 a.m. 888-808-1019. I went to the Aaron Rodgers stuff. We were just coming off the Yankees spring training game. They got shut out 4-0 by the Atlanta Braves. Another, really good performance from Cookie Carrasco, who's been really good in spring. Clearly is going to make this team to the chagrin of some people. I don't know why anyone is upset about Carlos Carrasco making the team. Right now, they're not in a position to do anything other than that. They can't afford to lose him. He's been good in spring. His velocity's up. He's talking about having a bigger repertoire than he's had the last couple years. Ride that thing as long as it lasts, man. You ride Cookie for as long as he takes you. Same thing with Stroman. Same thing with Stroman. Stroman has been, the last couple years, was he an all-star with the Cubs? I feel like he was, right? He was an all-star that year with the Cubs 2 years ago, was in the early part of the Cy Young voting, and then fell apart, got injured, wasn't good when he came back, and then we saw what happened with the Yankees, too. First half last year, good. Second half last year, not good. So, at the start of this year, before they can really do anything to add to this rotation, you're going to have Cookie Carrasco. You're going to have Marcus Stroman. You're going to have Will Warren. We'll see about Clark Schmidt. Jack Curry tweeted out earlier today, I believe, that Clark Schmidt's just not built up. He's not built up enough. He hasn't thrown enough in spring training. He's not built up enough to go out there and make a representative start in regular season. So I'm sure he's going to start the year possibly on the IL. He's not going to start it on the major league roster, I wouldn't think. And you might see Will Warren get a starter too, along with Carrasco, along with Stroman. The rotation is not what we hoped it would be heading in, but I still think it's fairly positive compared to the rest of the American League. And I know who wants to compare it to that. We got to compare it to, you know, the 90s Braves or whatever Yankee fans want to compare the rotation to. It's good enough to start the year. They might have to add to it. We'll see. Luis Gil is coming back at some point, which will be just like getting a trade acquisition at the deadline. Yes, I know you want to say it. I know you want to say it. Brian Cashman is going to say, oh, Luis Gil, it's like getting another arm at the trade deadline. It's everybody's favorite tweet. Shut up. It will impact the team when he comes back. So we'll see about the rotation and the offense, although it was shut down in this game and Judge has been ice cold in spring. I don't think that matters at all. The rest of the lineup, I talked about it yesterday. I opened the show yesterday talking about my positivity with the Yankee lineup. I don't know how you can't be excited. Like, if you're a Yankee fan, I know injuries hit. I know they lost Juan Soto. I know the fifth inning was embarrassing. You get the Dodgers are dancing all over their graves for the entire offseason. I get it. Not ideal. Not what you want. But you look at the pivots they made. You look at this team offensively. You look at the athleticism. Like, it's going to be a completely different team. Think of how many guys over the last couple of years have been able to run. And think of how many guys right now. You got Jazz, who was only there for the second half of the year last year, learning a new position. Now he's comfortable at second base. You got Jazz, what he's able to do. Stole a base in the game earlier in the day against the Phillies. Hit a home run early in the day. They have multiple guys. You could see three or four guys have a 2020 season. Bellinger and his flexibility defensively, playing first base, turned a beautiful double 3-6-3 double play earlier in the day. Like, it is just, this offense can be explosive. It really can. It could be different. Yeah, Wells at the top, I think it's exciting. I think the athleticism in the back end, the athleticism of the team, the defense of the team, and again, the Jason Dominguez stuff. Look at Dominguez swing the bat. Now, because they haven't faced a lot of lefties, he hasn't had a lot of right-handed at-bats. But against lefties, he's killing it. He got three hits in this game. Everyone told me, oh, playing him left field is going to ruin him. Why don't you want this kid comfortable? It's going to ruin his confidence. It's going to ruin him offensively. We're messing with... He's been great. He's been really, really good. Got three hits in this game, hitting the ball hard, and he's gotten better in left field. Imagine that. The more reps, the better he's got. Oh, you're telling me a kid who's grown up playing center field can eventually transition over to left field? Oh. I thought they were like completely different things. I thought it was like, if you haven't played left, I mean, forget about it. You can't. I mean, it's like Jose Altuve. The Houston Astros are moving a second baseman, a Hall of Fame second baseman, a 15-year second baseman to left field. And we're complaining about a center fielder moving over to left. They confirmed again he's going to play most of his time in left field. He can't catch. But the offense you're getting from Dominguez, playing left field sure hasn't ruined him offensively. And then you get to Ben Rice, who right now is making you forget about the elbows of Giancarlo Stanton. Because spring training, totally agree. We've seen this before. I would never say different. We're seeing it right now from Beatty. I'm sure Met fans right now, Beatty, another RBI double in the game for the Mets, dive and catch at second base. I've been on the Beatty to play second base train. I'm on it again. I'm getting fooled by spring training. I'm that idiot. Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you're getting too excited about spring training. Here I am. I know we've seen it from the likes of Greg Bird. We've seen it from, who is the spring training marvel. We've seen it from Beatty, kill it in spring training. And now Ben Rice, yes, he's shown up to camp. He's put on some weight. He's put on some muscle. He is crushing baseballs. It's not even just that he's having success and he's got a decent batting average. He is crushing baseballs. Watch the home run. Watch the highlight of the home run he hit earlier in the day for the Yankees. And tell me that doesn't look like Freddie Freeman. I'm not kidding. Look at it. It looks like Freddie Freeman. I'm not saying he is Freddie Freeman. I'm saying he turned on an inside fastball and absolutely crushed it. This is a kid they believe in. This is a kid whose offense has played at every level of the minor leagues. This is a kid who had a three-run home run game his rookie season. struggled a bit, obviously. Wasn't really a factor in the postseason. But he has shown up motivated, he's shown up hungry, and he is smashing baseballs. And to me, I understand you've also seen Dom Smith have a good spring, but this is a... Ben Rice is your DH. That's it. Ben Rice is the DH. He's killing it. Ascara is the backup catcher. He's killing it. Like, offensively, they're having a really good spring. And actually, if you look at the numbers, even pitching-wise, right? All you Met fans have been posting all the picture of the Mets having the best ERA in spring training this year, and they certainly are, and it's another good performance from Peterson. It is amazing. Like, what the Mets rotation is doing right now, I know it's spring training, but nobody's having a bad spring. Everybody's their best version of themselves. It's really amazing what the Mets are doing. But on that graphic everybody's showing about the Mets with the best spring training, look who's number five. Like, the Yankees are pitching, the Yankees are hitting, the Yankees are having a good spring despite the injuries, which is really all that matters, and it's been a devastating spring. I'm just trying to lie to myself. But ultimately, you look at the numbers, they're good. And this offense has a chance to have some power in the top, have some speed at the bottom, be able to manipulate and try and manufacture runs. Like, I'm getting excited for the season. We are a week away, and I'm getting excited for this baseball season. I'm getting excited that the longer this waiting game goes on for Aaron Rodgers, there's a chance that the New York Giants, and this is where I started the show a few minutes ago, there's a chance the New York Giants enter the season, not with Daniel Jones, not with Tommy DeVito, not with Drew Lock, not with all the crap that they have put forth as the starting quarterback, Glennon. Like, think of how bad the quarterback position has been for the New York Giants since really the last Super Bowl. Let's be fair, even Eli, at the end of his career, sure, the offensive line didn't help him any, but he wasn't the same. He kind of lost it. He fell off. The idea that Aaron Rodgers, who again, didn't win a lot of games last year for the New York Jets, I think he's going to be better a year removed from the Achilles injury. We could be starting the NFL season in September. Yankees in first place, Mets in first place, Aaron Rodgers under center for the New York Giants. That's the dream. That's the dream. As we are now just less than a week away, or a little bit more than a week away, rather, excuse me, from the Yankees and Mets starting their season. We saw the beginning of the baseball season already begun in Japan as the Dodgers take two. As they look really good, Tommy Edman hitting home runs, Kiki Hernandez hitting home runs. But as we start the season, I'm telling you, Yankee fans, I know... I heard Keith on the broadcast with Dave and Susan. It's the first time I've had a chance. I don't know. I think this is the second spring training game they've aired. I know they're airing another one on Friday. This was the first time to hear the two of them together. Thought it sounded great. You know, we all know Dave Sims' voice. We've heard it on the Seattle calls. Obviously here at the Fan for years, one of the, you know, kind of originals with him and Eddie C., doing middays for so long. You know, I think that the broadcast is going to be great. It's already really good. They're going to, you know, take some time to work. John, it's jarring to not hear John. And I know they had, you know, Justin Shackle and Emmanuel do a lot of games last year, but it wasn't definitive. Like, we didn't know this is the permanent answer. And now we do, and it's going to take some time, but I thought they sounded great.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Great, and I was listening to Keith, and they were talking about, start of the season, what you've been impressed with, what you're excited for. Oh, yeah. Susan was like, are you doom and gloom right now? Are you panicking like everybody else? And she's right, because there's a lot of panic from the Yankee fan base right now. And I think it's more just the Yankee fans look at this as, are they good enough to win a championship? Like, sure, could they be good enough to compete and make it to the playoffs? Sure, but that's not what we're looking for. Are they good enough to win a championship? And I know that's what's ultimately the goal, but this isn't... A week before the season starts isn't the day for that. It isn't the time for that. The team won't even be the same team that you see at the end of the year. They'll make some changes. There'll be more injuries. There'll be different pieces. There'll be moves at the deadline. Right now, it's just whether or not you're excited about the season and whether or not the Yankees are one of the better teams, if not the best team in the American League heading in. And right now, I'm really starting to get excited about this offense, and I'm starting to get excited about the rotation. We know what the bullpen's going to be. We saw Devin Williams in the airbender in tonight's game. Like, the back end of the bullpen is legit. Max Fried, I still think, is an ace. And the back end of the rotation right now, you've got Carrasco, you've got Stroman, and you've got Warren, who've all had really good, pretty good springs. And you know what Stroman's probably going to be. And Cookie Carrasco's been great, was great again in this game last night. And Will Warren was the early talk of camp. To go along with Bellinger being the best hitter practically in all of spring, to go along with Jason Dominguez and his three hits and the power he's showing, to go along with Ben Rice, who's crushing the baseball, like, things are actually fairly positive outside of the injuries for this camp for the New York Yankees. And I'm getting ready as we are a week away. We'll talk a little bit about the Mets as well as Beatty. I'm telling you, Beatty's the guy. I want Beatty to be the starting second baseman for the New York Mets to start the year. He made a diving catch in the game earlier today. He's hitting the baseball. We all know he's learning the position at second base. And if it were a full year thing, maybe I would say, hey, they need a legitimate second baseman there for the whole year. Let's see if Acuna can be that guy. He was great last year for them. I think because of the month, I want to see if he can carry this spring into the regular season. I want to give him a month. He's not going to kill you defensively at second base for a month. Let's see if he can hit. And I think he's athletic enough and he's grown enough defensively where he won't kill you at second base. So I'm looking forward to it. I think that Beatty is the answer at second base and just the continuation of the incredible pitching from the New York Mets. 888-808-1019. All right, so a little bit of football, a little bit of baseball as we're getting the show started. Got you all the way to 2 a.m. Connor on the other side taking your calls at 888-808-1019. McMonagle in from McPherson taking you all the way to 2 right here on The Fan. All right, 9:51. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. The Knicks have cut it to 11 heading into the fourth quarter. This is the game you don't want to lose. No Fox, no Wemby. This is the team the Knicks are better than. This is not how you want to follow up that performance against Miami with a brutal loss against a lousy San Antonio team. So we'll see where they go. They got a quarter to do it without their clutch Mr. Brunson. We'll talk a little Knicks after the game is over. Obviously opened up a little bit of Aaron Rodgers and some of the Yankee talk as we are getting excited for opening day. And then obviously we're getting excited for college basketball tomorrow. The two best days of the year, arguably. I mean, we talk about a lot. You can call me up at 888-808-1019. I don't know if there are two better days in sports. As much as, you know, I knock to a lot of my friends, I knock college basketball a little bit. I feel like the tournament swallows up the regular season. It's hard to get excited for just a regular season game. Like, it's tough to get excited between, look, you know, two best teams in the country, Auburn and Duke, get it going tonight, or whatever the game may be. All right, what happens to the loser exactly? They might get the second one seed. Oh, they might get the second one seed. Okay. Like, the tournament is amazing, but it swallows up the regular season. I also am a pro guy when people argue they prefer the college basketball game to the NBA, I think you're crazy. I'd much prefer the NBA game to the college basketball game just because of the amount of talent on the court. But the defense, everything is great. But having said all of that, these 2 days, it doesn't change the fact that even me, I would still tell you, it's arguably the two greatest days on the sports calendar. I mean, to sit there and just watch, what's tomorrow, 12:15? First game, you just watch basketball all day long. We're going to cap it off here on the Fan. We'll have the St. John's game on, or we'll have that, you know, that bracket. Those games will be well into the night. I'll be following the game. Right after the game, you could stick with me. I'll take you all the way to 5 o'clock in the morning, back in the overnight. I knew they wouldn't let me out in the sun too long. Back in the overnight tomorrow, following the basketball. But yeah, these are two of the best days of the year. Everyone's filled out their bracket. Everyone's ready to go. Got to have your bracket in by noon tomorrow. Money paid. And I can't wait for it. I'm trying to think. Is it better than the Super Bowl? It's better than the Super Bowl. Like, it's probably better than the Super Bowl. Don't get me wrong. If it's like a tight, close, contested Super Bowl, then it's like awesome. But the ability to watch all these basketball games, see all these upsets and all these end-of-game situations, and you're back and forth. You're on this channel. You're on that channel. Which one is that on? Oh, it's on True TV. Which one? Honey! Channels True TV again. You don't even know. But you know tomorrow, you know on Friday, as we get ready for the tournament, we get ready for the baseball season, we get ready for the NFL draft, which is what, a little bit more than a month away? A lot going on. The New York Knicks trying to figure out a way not to lose to the Wembyless San Antonio Spurs, and right now it doesn't feel like they're doing a very good job of it. It's back up to 15 points. Spurs on the line to make it a 16-point game. The Knicks went on a little bit of a run, got it down to 8, and then immediately the Spurs went on a 10-0 run and got back up to 18. So right now it's a 16-point game in the fourth quarter, 10:40 left, and the Knicks staring an ugly, ugly loss right in the face. 888-808-1019. And again, Carrasco today was the story of this game we just heard on the Fan. The Yankee spring training game you just heard on the Fan, which was an absolute bullet of a game. It went so freaking fast. I was like, I was afraid I wasn't going to get here. But Carrasco has kind of been, like, right now, what he's done in spring training, and I'm not trying to get excited about a 40-year-old starting pitcher who's seen his best days long behind him, but his velocity's up. It started in the beginning of camp when that funny clip of Gerrit Cole, when he was asked, what pitchers have impressed you so far, like the first week of spring training, and he was like, well, Carrasco was vintage. He's been up a tick on his fastball, and right now, like, he's going to get a month, 2 months, easy. Like, they need him in this rotation. Anybody who thinks Will Warren should take his place or you're not excited about it, I'm not saying you have to get excited about it. He's pitched really well. He's a crafty veteran. He's got a history with Matt Blake in Cleveland. Like, I just think this is a good fit for the New York Yankees, and it's one of those things. We've seen it before. We've seen pitchers step up and give teams a month, 2 months. That's all they need him for. They don't need him for the whole season. They'll be able to start addressing the rotation. I do think eventually Will Warren, Clark Schmidt's going to eventually be healthy. I don't think he's going to miss much time at all, if any. Will Warren will eventually be able to take his place if he struggles. And then at the deadline, they'll be able to address it on some level and get another pitcher in here. But if he can give them a good first half, like, that would be enormous for this team. And he's been great. If you watch this, I watched a lot of the first couple innings, and I had to get in the car, and I was just watching some highlights now. Like, Carrasco's stuff's been pretty good. So this rotation that everybody is, doom and gloom about, I do think there's a chance it's better. And then the offense, and again, I want to call me up and tell me again. Please, call me up and tell me again how the Yankees are ruining Jason Dominguez by playing him in left field. That he's comfortable in center, why are we doing this? He's terrible out there. It's gonna zap all his confidence. He's crushing it. He got 3 hits today. He's shown his power. He's gone opposite field with power. He looks comfortable at the plate. He's getting better in left. And they don't need him to be great in left. Like, that's the thing, too. Like, no one needs him to be a Gold Glove caliber left fielder. You look at the defense on this Yankee team, other than him in left, they're really good defensively. Even third base, which we all have a problem with offensively. Defensively, we know Cabrera can handle it. Peraza, if he's in somewhat of a platoon with Cabrera, he's excellent defensively. You know how good Volpe is. Jazz going back to his traditional position of second base. Goldschmidt at first. And even if not, you got Belly, who's played first base today. He's turned a 3-6-3 double play. He could go play left field, center in his sleep. You saw Grisham track down a ball in center field today, and he could not be more casual and easygoing in center field. He's a slick center fielder, like a Beltran, he has that vibe to him where everything's very easy. You got Judge, who's excellent in right field. Like, this team defensively is far better. This team athletically is far better. They don't need Jason Dominguez to be a Gold Glover out there. Catch routine play, make routine plays, and hit specifically right-handed pitching, but hit a little bit, show a little bit of power, cause some damage on the base path when you can, when it's Jazz, him, and Volpe all together in the bottom of the lineup. So for me, as we're starting to get a little bit closer and the Yankee fans are panicking on what this team looks like, you're seeing Stroman pitch better today, and you know what he did in the first half, and no one him to continue it all year. They don't need him to. And Cookie Carrasco, the same thing. Has had a really nice spring. You've got Will Warren behind him, but those two guys are going to start the year in the rotation as we wait for Clark Schmidt to deal with his shoulder injury. And it, that seems to be fine. He just needs to build up and be able to be in a position to throw 70 to 80 games before they put him on a major league mound in the regular season. So, like, the rotation, at least the back end, is starting to stabilize a little bit. There is Will Warren, who had a great camp. Carrasco had a great camp. And you know what Stroman has done over the last 3 or 4 years, at least in the first half. Plus, the lineup's been really dynamic and athletic. I know the injuries were devastating, and I'm not trying to diminish them. Other than that, and how was the play besides Mrs. Lincoln? I know. But besides the injuries, they've actually had a really good camp with a lot of positive answers from a bunch of different players. 888-808-1019. So a little bit of Aaron Rodgers, a little bit of Yankees baseball to start the show as we wait this disaster of a Nick loss, which is staring us in the face at 93-77 with 8 minutes and 42 seconds left. As I do Marco's job while he sits here, we'll come back after the update, and we'll take your calls, taking you all the way till 2 a.m. McMonagle here with you, filling in for McPherson right here on The Fan. Here's Marco.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you 4 free 5G phones and 4 lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.